The Church of God has been described as a builder of bridges between peoples. One of the most important bridges we seek to build is a bridge that transports our youth from here to the kingdom of God.
Well, I think of the bridge as our way to the kingdom of God, and every single year we go to camp, we get a little farther across.
Well, I think the biggest challenge that the kids are facing in this year's society is they're not sure like what they're doing. They're just going day by day, just making fun of people in school.
They have to learn to overcome what everyone's negatively throwing at them. It's not easy to do the right thing nowadays.
They go from TV to internet to school to sports to all kinds of distractions that get in the way of them actually experiencing God's way of life.
Here they teach us that education is good and spiritually and physically, and it'll help us get through our lives.
I am impressed with the peer influence that occurs at camp. It's almost exponentially that they're improved as opposed to being alone or isolated in their home environment.
You know, there are other people out there going through the same problems you are, and so you're always seeing that, and it's really encouraging.
A bridge spans a divide from one side to another. United Youth Camps, our preteen camps, and the Challenger 2 program for young adults form a three-span bridge to provide safe crossing from childhood through the teenage years on into the converted dedication of young adulthood.
Here at camp, we definitely have the ability to take all of those distractions away, provide a bridge over into what the kingdom would be like.
Welcome to the United Youth Camps and its companion programs, a bridge to the future.
Well, camp in itself kind of symbolizes what it will be like. Camp is such a safe, wonderful atmosphere. It's the zone where everybody is positive, everybody's encouraging, we're all here for each other. They don't have to worry about others cutting them down. And the fact that everyone here believes the same way is really helpful, and it symbolizes what it will be like for them in the kingdom.
The first span of the bridge begins with the regional preteen camps.
On the preteen level, we handle it a little bit differently than we would, let's say, on a teen level or an adult level.
Okay, so I'm going to say explorers.
All right. Tend to weave stories, lots of stories and illustrations into the biblical principles, so the children see right away that we're not talking about doctrine of it by itself, but we're talking about a way of life that we're encouraging them to live because it's absolutely the best.
It wasn't the most dangerous animals such as tigers, snakes, and lions. But it was the stories of the wild, savage tribe.
It's sort of when I walked in the door of my dorm, I saw some kids there that I didn't know, and then I met them, and they were really nice kids, and so I got to have more friends.
They help each other think about ways to stay on.
How are you going to help this girl get up there?
It helps you get along with people and encourage your teammates and stuff and get more and better at stuff.
My favorite thing for living is the first.
Camp is fun. God's way is fun. God's way is logical. It makes sense. It works. And so when there's that emotional bond to it, then a doctrinal understanding can continue to be built on that as the children mature. So the preteen camps really are the first step in that bridge that leads to a very positive connection to God's way of life that hopefully will last them until they reach the kingdom of God.
I'm going to take home a lot of memories, most of them about lessons I've learned and about, you know, being with God and stuff.
The seven United Youth Camps for Teens form the second and greatest span through the years from youth to maturity.
It's my first year in teen camp, so I love all the teamwork and everyone cheering everybody on.
There you go.
Oh, yes!
Camp really is like a bridge. We are going over all the bad things from society and being with people that understand about God and Christianity, and that we can be with them and have fun with people who believe the same that we do.
It's great. I'm having a lot of fun.
Finally, the recently developed outdoor challenge experience for young adults is called Challenger 2. The current venues are rock climbing and backpacking in Mount Lemmon in Arizona and in the Wind River Range of the Rockies in Wyoming, with others to follow.
I actually just got off the rocks on around a 90-foot climb. My hands are cold, it was high. There are times when I just didn't think I was gonna make it, but I tried to take it one step at a time and I told myself I could do it, and I made it to the top and felt pretty good.
Awesome, good job.
Yeah.
Challenger 2 spans from the teen years through young adulthood.
If we died with him, then we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him.
Oh, there's so many challenges that come up in daily life. Anything from marriage to even friendships and just daily struggles that we can encounter.
Time!
Basically, in society, leaders are on the spotlight all the time. They're the ones that make the most noise. Leaders can be servant leaders. They can be quiet leaders who lead by example.
We cannot quit our course because we're tired of having frustrations. We have to finish what God has given us.
The three spans of this bridge to the future are more than a bridge through time from childhood to maturity in the church. Camp connects campers to each other and to adult generations. Ultimately, it connects them to God, to his word, his way, and his soon coming kingdom. Camp is a bridge in many ways.
Well, it's like a bridge. You start at the bottom and build to the top. And at camp, you meet all these people you don't even know, and you build friendships that last forever. And you know, may not get that like in the world outside, but in camp, you can build friendships where you can call each other when you need anything, no matter what it is.
A key reason that campers list for going to United Youth Camps is to make friends, be friends, and have godly fun with their friends.
I'm not usually very good on making friends, so camp, I get along with pretty much everybody here, so it really helps me. Well, like, at the beginning of camp, you may know someone vaguely, and it's like this rocky little bridge with holes all through it, but by the time camp is over, you've grown so much closer, and it's like this huge steel bridge, and everything is so much better.
Friends energize each other. The Apostle Paul once expressed the anticipation that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith of you and me. If you spend a week with true friends in the faith, your faith will grow stronger.
Between our school friends and our church friends, it's a lot different. It's a lot better to be with your church friends. So how are you enjoying camp, Nathan?
I love it, making lots of new friends, just learning more about God, having fun.
And, you know, at school, a lot of people don't understand what you're talking about, or they don't want to talk about the Bible or anything like that. And here you can hear other people's opinions about it and, you know, maybe take home some of their opinions with you, talk about them to your family,
yeah.
So you can grow and develop as a Christian.
The past camp season presented the theme, Diving into God's Word. That concept resonated powerfully with the campers in the Christian Living and Life Skills classes.
So what have you learned about God so far this camp?
How to use his spiritual weapons like the Bible and like the Word and like just praying to him every day.
For them, camp is also a bridge of truth and understanding.
Well, we've learned quite a few lessons here at Winter Camp that we need to be pure and servants of God, and the zone environment is like God's kingdom to come in. It's good to be in the zone and to have no nasty comments or names and to be in a godly environment.
Our campers have matured through the years. Many of them come back to serve and mentor as workers, activity staff, and dorm counselors. They desire to serve as they were served.
I was a camper for 5 years. I think when I was a camper, one of the things that I learned was how much the counselor affects the mood of the dorm. If one of my counselors would say something a little snappy to me, I'd be like, and then my whole day would be ruined. So I try really hard to stay positive and encouraging and focused on that.
They now seek to build and maintain the bridge for the next generation to safely cross.
We know that there's coming a new world. We call it the wonderful world tomorrow. And the zone that God has given us, which I feel is a miracle, a place of safety and protection
And perhaps in the early days, it might have been kind of a rickety old bridge, but I think every year that goes by, the planks that have been laid down from those who came before and the capable staff, they're willing to give of their lives. They give a week of their vacation. We don't pay them. They come and they add another plank or two.
And I would like to think of camp as a bridge between the generations, because hopefully they are inspired by their counselors and able to then talk to people in their 20s and 30s. And also, if they spend any time with the kitchen crew, which is awesome, or activity staff, they're all very, very cool. And camp is a more laid-back way to get to know everybody and to see that everybody is human and everybody likes to have fun and laugh, no matter how old they are.
Like a bridge over trouble.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That admonition of Jesus himself strikes to the heart of the matter, strikes deep into the heart of each of us.
Building character is really just a series of choices, right? Every choice you make contributes to the character that you end up with. It's just a series of making small decisions that are all the right choice. And what camp helps you do is it gives you the strength and boosts you up spiritually so that you can continue making those little right decisions along the way.
The concept of a bridge to the future impacts the hearts of campers and staff alike in many ways.
Well, a bridge connects two pieces of land. One piece of land would be this world, and the other piece of land would be God's way.
Your main focus is on God and the kingdom, and you know, you go to church, you know, once a week usually, but here it's like church every day, and it's really great.
I think I like the teamwork. Even if you are not great friends with someone, you have to have teamwork, especially in low ropes, and you cheer them on in everything you do, basketball and volleyball, everything.
I've learned that you can never underestimate the power of peer influence, that you just never know how much impact you can have on someone until you try, and how we can be a support system. And I can take that home and apply it to my friends at home and my family at home, and how we can work together to become better people.
The memory I'll be taking home is how everyone gets behind you when you're not doing something particularly well, and they'll support you and encourage you until you can do the best you can. And you'll end up feeling good about yourself and proud that you did the one thing that at first you couldn't do.
I love camp. I love everybody getting together and learning things about God and his word and all the teamwork and all the friendships you have at camp.
Camp refuels you. It just gives you knowledge and power that helps you maybe defend yourself in a situation at school concerning the doctrine, or just gives you the wisdom on how to deal with situations, and it gives you just the strength to push on and, you know, continue with your various goals.
This is my second year actually going to Camp Carter, and I think I'm enjoying it even more than last year. Let's see, what I like best about camp. I really like meeting people from different areas in the U.S. and around the world, and we all can get together in one place, and we get to dive into God's word as one group, and we're safe together, and there's just a big family.
God's Church uses the camp program to bridge people to God by leading campers to build godly character and to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
I hope that you will look back and say the summer camp experience was part of why I lived my life the way I did. And it will change your life.
We learn so much about people and everything, and it prepares you so much for the kingdom and being in the zone and the great attitudes we have.
I think that's really built my confidence and made me be able to understand that I can get out there and I can do things, and I don't have to be scared that I'm going to fail. Because I know that here at Camp Carter, I'll be accepted no matter how I am, and the counselors and the other kids will be real supportive. And I think that's really helped me to get out there and try new things.
Through Isaiah, Christ conveys the concept of a bridge with the word highway. I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be elevated. In the world tomorrow, those highways will connect all the nations to his throne in Jerusalem. It's all about connections. A highway is a sort of bridge between peoples, between campers, staff, family, and God.
Being here at Camp Carter has really helped to to bring God closer and to help me to kind of get a better relationship with Him so that I can relate to other kids and speak to them easier about God.
And the real bridge is Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Whoever believes in Him should not perish, not die, but have everlasting life, live forever.
And now, we're ready for this year's first step onto the Bridge of Camp. Campers and staff, prepare your applications. Parents and dear friends, please prepare your prayers for God's blessing on another fine year of United Youth Camps, Preteen Camps, and Challenger 2.
We certainly thank God that we can be a part of His work, and we thank God for these children that are His children, that He's preparing as His precious heritage, seed of the world tomorrow. And we're eager to see them cross that bridge.
Thank you all for your ongoing help in building a bridge to the future.
I've learned a lot. I've learned how to respect other people. I've learned if you want to have a friend, you need to be a good friend first. Well, I really don't want to leave. It's a great time, and I wish every day would be like this.
Come back every year looking for, give the spiritual food, and we go out into the world and we really need it because there's a lot of, it's a bad world, and you just come back yearning for it. The world will eat you up if you don't have God on your side, because if you don't study the Bible, you'll stray away from it. Too bad it's not 2 weeks long.